Terribly sorry. But Judith Lucy Hello. Joins us in studio right now. Author, it turns out I'm fine. Out in stores today.
I better be in this.
It's all about you. Don't you know that? It's the book is simply in two sections. Right. It's before Mick and after Mick.
Well, wow.
That's it. So, crikey. You know, you'd better get reading.
Is there anything I should flip straight to?
Probably. But what is, it's entirely appropriate because, look, I'm not going to muck around. I've been on the flog all day. I've been talking about myself, talking about the book.
Yes.
But you keep coming up. This is the crazy thing. Oh, so I did, it? Firstly, I did an in conversation with Kaz Cook yes. on the weekend. You know, you do your old Q&A with sure. the audience at the end. Look, it's a 1,000-seater. I reckon there were two heterosexual men in the audience, and one of them was my manager. But the other heterosexual man during the question period stood up and said, "Oh, Jude, crackerjack. Can you give me some behind-the-scenes gossip on Cracker Jack?" And you know what I told him?
What?
I told him about the body.
Oh, the body.
Yes.
Well, you would be referring to the dead body in Corowong.
I would.
Can you explain the story?
Okay,
this is one of the great ones.
So,
I love this.
By the way, he was pretty rapt with this answer too, I've got to say. So for a week of the filming of Cracker yes. Jack, and I'm certainly going to say it was my favourite week
yes,
of filming. So we all went away to Corowa. Let's face it was like a school camp for alcoholics. and we loved
That's
it.
That's right. That's right.
But then just after we left her on the very last day of filming, was a body discovered in the river?
I think it was a couple of days before right. because your body was discovered and then we all had to be interviewed.
Yes, oh, that's no right. Way. And that was the other hilarious thing because at the time I was with the wonderful Gareth Skinner who did
yes.
the soundtrack.
Yes, of course.
And so it drove him crazy because every day after filming I'd come home with stories of Bill Hunter and Lois Ramsey yes. and, oh, yes. Mick and yes. I got drunk with Bill again.
Wow.
And, you know, the stories were great. And then I came home one day and he's looking a bit shady and I'm going, "Oh, what's the problem?" And he's like, "Every day you've come home and bored me with details of the filming about this bloody movie that sure I'm doing the music, but I'm not part of any of the fun. What you haven't mentioned is why a cop has left a message on our answering machine saying, it's Senior Detective Constable blah, blah, wanting to talk to Judith Lucy about a body." So he was a bit miffed.
So my other favourite story of that is when it came time and I was interviewed by the detective.
Right.
But he said, "And can you tell me your whereabouts at the time?" And I said, "I was drinking with Bill Hunter." He said, "That's what everybody says. That's what everybody keeps saying."
And everybody would have been telling the truth.
And that's right.
And that's the great thing. And then today I was interviewed by The Big Issue.
Oh, yes.
And
wow.
Before the lovely woman, Mandy, got into the interview, she said, "Oh, and I just need to tell you my favourite film is Cracker Jack.
Wow. Yes.
And my spirit animal is your character, Nancy." Because she said, "Because I just saw that woman. She was a hard-drinking journalist who took no nonsense, and that's me." So it's all the universe has been throwing me towards you for the last couple of days, Mick Malloy.
Nancy was very well cast, is what I would say
well,
to you.
Well, I did say to that woman, it really stretched me as an actor, that part. It was such a struggle to play a woman who liked to drink.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. And obviously who was very attracted to you.
Our on-screen kiss, which was still they talk about in terms of Bogey and Bacall.
It was electric. It was electric. The chemistry was absolutely incredible. It's palpable now.
That's
I mean,
right.
I'm getting something right here.
Wow. All I remember.
Look out, I'm pregnant. And that's not easy because I'm menopausal.
It's all in the new book. We'll get to that in just a moment. All I remember is six staff members running in and pretty much capsicum spraying me after the event. So,
true.
Hey, Judith Lucy, turns out I'm fine. We're going to get to this after the break.
Great. Right.
How great's this? Judith Lucy's in studio. New book out today. It turns out I'm fine.
Normally you release a book close to Mother's Day or Father's Day or a stocking stuffer or something.
Bingo! Mother's Day just around the corner.
That's
how connected I am. I didn't ever get it. Well,
which is amazing considering you're a father. That's
point.
Really Really?
Oh, that's right, I am.
Yeah, that's like, impressive.
Kids in the car out the front. We better hurry this
hey,
up.
You know what we call that in the 70s? Damn good parenting. I watched, have you ever seen a terrible film called Peterson with Jack Thompson that's actually written by David Williamson? It's Jack Thompson's first film.
Really?
No real plot. A lot of a young Jackie Weaver's bush, though. But I tell you what, there's a lot of, I mean, as you can imagine, everyone, there's just so much drinking and smoking and people just going, get stuffed. There's a lot of that. And then there's a great scene where they go to a party, Jack Thompson and Jackie Weaver, and where are the kids? Well, they're at the party in the car parked at the front of the house.
Gold. That is the way we like it. Now, I've been flipping through the book and it just feels a bit ripe. Chapter 9, I can't give you the title.
No, look, there's
Talk us through it. What were you thinking with this? Because, by the way, you have a great track record in this department. You've written some brilliant books over the
years. Thanks, Mick Molloy.
Autobiographical. That's the price you pay for living such a rich and colourful life, full of highs. What have we got here? What have we got on our hands here?
Well, you've got a journey, Mick Molloy. The journey starts off with me about to turn 50. I find out that the man I thought I was going to grow old with had been stealing money out of one of my bank accounts for over 2 years, and I do mean quite a lot of money. That sort of morphed into a complete existential crisis.
Okay.
So the book is, the first third is called How Did I Get Here? Although I might put that in a slightly bluer way. The second part of the book is having the rug pulled out from under me, which is where I go into the whole breakup story and then my midlife crisis, you know, menopause, everything, you name it, it's there. And then the last bit is called Trying, and that's where I talk about all the stuff I've tried to turn out to be fine. And notice how low a bar I've set. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I've said, hey, look, everyone, I'm amazing. I'm wonderful. I'm just fine. I'm not even happy. I'm just fine, you know? So get on board. This, I talk about everything from snorkeling at Ningaloo Reef with Tim Winton to having a vulva portrait done. So when he did the portrait.
Wow.
He did the portrait with the whale shark.
So you're covering a fair bit of ground here.
Oh, really? There's death, there's adoption, there's climate change. I went on a date with a tree. There's a lot going on.
Okay, deciduous? What type of tree?
Now you're getting pretty personal.
Was it an oak?
Was it a
native Australian?
It's my
just
relationship.
Just tell me what it was.
It's mine. It's too late, Nick. You had your chance.
Was it a hedge?
And now I found love with a gum.
Was it a
all right?
Which is the title of chapter 4.
It is, actually.
Yeah. Once again, you're such a wonderful and complete woman. It's choice in men. Fair to say, not a strong suit over the years in this instance.
I think so. But look, every cloud, Mick, because you did ask me off air, you said, is the book going to become a show? And I said, no, it's not, because it's in many respects, it's already been a show. And this is what's great. Look, I might have had a horrendous breakup, but I got a show, a podcast series, and a book out of it. So ka-ching, ka-ching.
Be very careful if you're dating Judith Lucy out there, everybody.
Because I really need that at this stage.
Where are you at now? Are you? Can I ask? Am I prying or is it part of the next book? But personally,
no, I'm done. I am absolutely done. I've gotten my hands on a wonderful sex toy. And my advice to women out there who are wondering what to do is give up and get your hands on something you can recharge. Okay, that's the secret.
We will all be redundant if Truth Lucy gets away. You look fantastic on the cover, by the way.
Well,
what a strong, proud
not only
woman.
A lot of makeup, but several days of surgery. But thank you.
And men will enjoy this book as much?
Of course they will. God damn it, it's funny.
It's funny. Yeah. Did you do a talking book version?
I do.
Wow.
I've done it.
That's what I might get my hands on.
Oh, I tell you what, throw your porn away. That'll be what you use to get to sleep at night.
Wow. Hey, what about our old mate Bill Hunter? We mentioned him earlier. Do you miss him? Do you sometimes just think of that guy?
Yeah, I do, actually. In fact, I was in a car driving past the Rising Sun Hotel. Whenever I am in Richmond, anywhere near a pub, I think of Bill.
Do you know, I always think of his agent who used to ring me when he was looking for him. And I would always give him the number of one of two pubs.
Yeah.
And say, call, because Bill didn't carry his phone. I'd say, call them here.
Did Bill actually know what a phone was?
He had one in his pocket for some reason. Right. I could never work out what it was for. Either placing bets or making calls. Yeah. Or calling cabs, because it didn't matter if it was 30 metres or 8 miles. Bill would catch a cabbie. Loved you dearly. We should all get together on Bill Hunter's birthday or
absolutely
death day or something, and all have a jar.
Wherever you are, Bill, cheers.
For the great man. And are you enjoying getting out there and talking about this book? You said you've been doing it all day. You've just come straight from Joy FM.
I'm not sick to death of myself at all. I'm fascinating. That's what's so great. I'm just so riveting that I never get sick of myself.
You don't. You love talking to your friends. Just first thing you said to me when she came in, saw my hair and goes, do you lose a bet or all lobotomy? Straight off the bat. How rude.
Begs the question, doesn't it?
Judith Lucy.
It's not your best look. Either that or you should have sort of a monk's outfit on. You've got a bit of a friar tuck thing.
Hello, girls.
Yeah.
Dinner's on. Hey, Judith Lucy, turns out I'm fine. Available in all good bookstores right now. Good on you, Jude.
God bless you, Nick Malloy.
Judith Lucy joining us there. It turns out I'm fine out today. This is Malloy on Triple M.